Many American officials expected there would be huge numbers of Americans dead by this morning from the latest Al-Qaeda attack.
In terrorist camps in
a second tape from bin Laden released this morning by a London-based Saudi newspaper. It contains the usual litany of bin Laden themes. The voice phrases the September 11th attacks as courageous and beautiful.
Some of the hijackers destroyed
American idols and the legend of America as a superpower.
That Al-Qaeda lost the element of surprise.
Any news left to Iraq's windows of mass destruction.
The possible use of Al-Qaeda as a cyber bomb. Such officials say Al-Qaeda has continued to try to perfect
that particular technique. I never anticipated such an outrageous behavior as blocking the placement of defensive weaponry in
now
the country of an ally
who's
a frontline state
with Iraq. Expressing concerns about a potential war
with Iraq. We had conducted more than 400 inspections covering more than 300 sites. All inspections were performed without notice, and access was almost always provided promptly. In their case, everything seemed convincing evidence that the Iraqi side knew
in
advance that
the inspectors were coming. Millions turned out to protest a war with Iraq.
In this country, one has the right to protest. One, of course, does not have that freedom in Baghdad.
It's
a
German
torture who's constantly cut out for saying anything against the government.
Inspections produce results. What you mentioned, those Al-Samud missiles. Those missiles are in violation of UN resolutions. If Saddam Hussein does not now destroy these missiles, will France be prepared to support a second resolution for military action?
So
why can't you just say then, at that point, that the resolution for officially running the case in any serious consequences, we need brought some bail on Saddam Hussein?
So I don't want to see what weapons are left people. There will be a report on the launch first. Then we have proposed another one on mission support for missiles.
But wouldn't failure to destroy those missiles be a material breach?
That would be for the inspectors to decide.
No, that's not for the inspectors to decide. And I guess what I'm asking, though, is what is the French position?
We'll see.
Okay, I'm still not getting the answer.
Tyrants don't respond to any kind of appeasement. Tyrants don't respond to negotiation. Tyrants respond to toughness. That was true in the 1930s and 1940s.